And then his daughter Joan married a Sir Francis Drake of Esher in Surrey. Nothing to do with the sea dog. A Sir Francis Drake of Esher. Now this Sir Francis Drake was said to be rather bad tempered. And the story goes that he was going, some people say, across Westminster Bridge, being led by a boy to a house of a friend of his. Then another version says the boy was a servant, one of his servants. But in any event, he was said to have lost his temper with the boy and to have killed him with an axe.
Oh, charming.
Now, the mother of the boy rather took offence.
Well, you would, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah, you would. And she cursed the Drakes and said the inheritance would never go from father to son. Now, the strange thing is, I remember years ago, little Mr. Longland, who was the verger here, all was said, and it never did, only for 3 weeks. You know, it was either a brother or a cousin or something like that, male, of course, that inherited. But the story goes on from that hatchet. You'll also see that insignia, the hand with the hatchet, sticking out of the market hall on the food hall side.
Right.
It's the Drake's insignia. They were forced to have it, it said, in their insignia. And also, they were said to have been forced to have their carriage wheels painted red to denote the murder, so to speak.
Okay.
Now, it is said that the only way the Drakes could break the curse was for a Drake to live in the passage under the lake for 7 years without seeing the light of day. And it is said, once more, it is said, that a Drake did try it in the 18th century, and he managed to last out for 4 years when they dragged him out, raving mad, and with fingernails 24 inches long.